This article is entitled New Ways to Prepare Lutheran Advent Resources Offered in a Variety of Formats. It's written for us by Michael Weaver. For generations of families, Advent has been known for children's eager opening of tiny paper windows on an Advent calendar, each window building on the biblical promise of a coming Savior. In many households, it's the weekly lighting of candles on an Advent wreath that heightens the anticipation of Jesus' birth. As Advent approaches this year, Lutherans have access to those traditional methods for marking the days, as well as some new, digitally enhanced resources. One such resource builds on the subscription boxes popularized during the COVID-19 pandemic, a complete all-you-need container delivered to your door. Another uses podcasts to tap into consumers' ever-increasing desire to access information, entertainment, and meditation while on the go. And another continues a 30-year tradition in the form of a free daily devotional. Advent in a Box is targeted primarily to church leaders and billed as everything you need to lead your community through a meaningful Advent journey. Included in the $75 box are sermon prompts, original liturgies, teaching lessons on the season, ideas for youth and family ministry, digital graphics and posts for social media, shareable videos, at-home faith practices, and an Advent calendar. The box will also include a few goodies, the creators say, as well as the book Ordinary Blessings for Christmas Season, Prayers, Poems, and Meditations by Meta Herrick Carlson, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church's Minnetonka, Minnesota campus. The idea, said Matthew Fleming, a pastor of St. Andrew Lutheran Church in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, and director of its Church Anew ministry, is to provide church leaders with a one-stop shop for Advent. This approach is connected with congregations of every size, he added. Church Anew, spawned in 2018 from St. Andrew's 7,000-member presence in the suburban Minneapolis area, first tried its hand at subscription boxes in 2022 with Lent in a Box. About 125 congregations placed orders, and when the 2023 Lent version was offered, that number almost tripled. A Stewardship in a Box package was also offered this year. Fleming said the ministry was created to equip church leaders from a variety of traditions through events, blogs, and newer methods, which is where the idea of subscription boxes was born. People are really responsive to them, he said. As visits to Church Anew's website nears 400,000, Fleming said it seems we're onto something here. Though the COVID-19 pandemic halted more traditional seminars and in-person conferences, he said Church Anew's flexible format put it in the right place at the right time. Within 72 hours of George Floyd's murder, for instance, Church Anew had made available to preachers resources for that Sunday's worship and prayer. The theme of Advent in a Box is Why Wait? Though Advent is a time of preparation for and anticipation of Christmas, it's also an immediate and urgent call for something different. We're really inviting congregations to expect Jesus here and now, he said. Across the country, the Metropolitan Washington, D.C. Synod is guessing that today's time-crunched Christians might need and appreciate some Advent on the go, while commuting, working out at the gym, or doing some chores. For them, a weekly podcast may fit the bill. Kelly Champagne, the Synod's communication manager, said, "We're trying to meet people where they are. It's a good method for people to get a little gospel." Synod staff didn't have to look far in creating an Advent resource and devotional in a digital audio format. Bishop Lila Ortiz has experienced with personal podcasts of her own, and this past summer hosted a 7-part series for the Synod, highlighting its various ministries. For Advent, the audio devotional continues Ortiz's conversational one-hour format. Each week, continuing for 6 weeks into the season after Epiphany, the podcast will feature guests from some of the 17 agencies and ministries that have benefited from the $4 million given since the 1992 Gifts of Hope, the Synod's alternative gift-giving program. Advent themes will be woven into each conversation following the weekly themes laid out in the ELCA worship source, Sundays and Seasons. Mary, the mother of Jesus, doesn't make an appearance in the upcoming lectionary until the fourth Sunday of Advent, but her song of hope and justice in Luke 1, the Magnificat, resonates in the title of the podcast series and in the work done by each week's guest. That title, The World is About to Turn, is familiar to many Lutheran worshipers from a paraphrase of the Magnificat in Canticle of the Turning. My heart shall sing of the day you bring. Let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. The podcast is for the curious and for those seeking honest conversations about life and ministry, Ortiz says in her introduction to the series. It's for those fully aware that we are in a moment in history that demands our attention and our intentionality. The world is about to turn, and this podcast is for those who seek to be co-conspirators with the Holy Spirit, those who wish to effect the turn toward the one who offers life and life abundant in this world, our weary world. The World is About to Turn will launch on December 2nd and will be available to stream through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Google and YouTube. For some people, nothing can replace the comfort of holding Scripture in one's hand during Advent or at any time of year. For them, the long popular devotional from Luther Seminary in St. Paul will continue its 30-year run, offering free daily Bible passages and meditations from faculty and staff. Available on November 1st, the booklet can be read online and downloaded in regular and large print. The 22,000 subscribers to the seminary's year-long God Pause devotions will automatically receive the Advent devotions through their daily mail. It's a labor of love, said Jim Boyce, referring to his decades of reviewing every devotional as its theological editor and to the time given to them by contributors. This year's devotional theme is Creator of the Stars of Night. Advent captures the imagination, said Boyce, professor emeritus of New Testament at Luther. The season has captivated Christians since the 5th century, he said, when the early church began recognizing it as a time of preparation for Christmas. For many church leaders and worshipers alike, Advent is a season fraught with irony. For four Sundays, the church and its biblical readings keep Christmas celebration at arm's length while focusing on the prophet's hope of a coming Messiah. John the Baptist makes his annual appearance in the wilderness, calling on Israel to prepare the way for a Savior who is coming, but not here just yet. Yet all around the church, it's a culture singing about celebrating and selling Christmas Day long before it arrives. There's a movement there, back and forth between end times and Jesus' arrival, Boyce said, and we wait for the coming of the Messiah. Yet the final words in Matthew's gospel are Jesus' promise that I am with you always to the end of the age. So we wait to celebrate that coming again, Boyce said, in a new way.